ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
From 8th canto, chapter 5th, the demigods appeal to the Lord. Text number 23. I am cha tasya sthitipada nakshanah satvam jushanasya bhavaya dehinam tasmat vrajama sharanam jagadgurum svanam sanodhasyati shamsurapriya. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. The purport is a little above 4 pages long, so maybe we'll read half. Let's see. Translation. Now it is the time to invoke the mode of goodness of the living entities who have accepted material bodies. The mode of goodness is meant to establish the Supreme Lord's rule, which will maintain the existence of the creation. Therefore, this is the opportune moment to take shelter of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Because He is naturally very kind and dear to the demigods, He will certainly bestow good fortune upon us. Purport. The material world is conducted by the three modes of nature, namely Sattvagun, Rajogun and Tamogun. By Rajogun, everything material is created. By Sattvagun, everything material is maintained properly. And by Tamogun, when the creation is improperly situated, everything is destroyed. From this verse, we can understand the situation of Kali Yuga, through which we are now passing. Just before the beginning of Kali Yuga, or in other words, at the end of Dwapar Yuga, Lord Shri Krishna appeared and left His instructions in the form of Bhagavad Gita, in which He asked all living entities to surrender unto Him. Since the beginning of Kali Yuga, however, people have practically been unable to surrender to the lotus feet of Krishna. And therefore, after some 5,000 years, Krishna came again as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, just to teach the entire world how to surrender unto Him, unto Sri Krishna, and thus be purified. Surrendering unto the lotus feet of Krishna means achieving complete purification. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita 18.66, Sarvadharman parityajya mam ekam sharanam vraja aham tvam sarva pape bhyo moksha ishyami mashucha. Abandon all varieties of religion and just surrender unto me. I shall deliver you from all sinful reactions. Do not fear. Thus, as soon as one surrenders unto the lotus feet of Krishna, one certainly becomes free from all contaminations. Kali Yuga is full of contaminations. This is described in Srimad Bhagavatam 12.3.51. Kalir dosha nidhe rajan asti eka mahat guna kirtanadeva krishnasya mukta sangha param vrajet. This age of Kali is full of unlimited faults. Indeed, it is just like an ocean of faults, dosha nidhi. But there is one chance, one opportunity. Kirtanad eva krishnasya mukta sangha param vrajet. Simply by chanting the Hare Krishna mantra, one can be freed from the contamination of Kali Yuga and in his original spiritual body can return home back to Godhead. This is the opportunity of Kali Yuga. When Krishna appeared, He gave orders. And when Krishna Himself appeared as a devotee, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, He showed us the path by which to cross the ocean of Kali Yuga. This is the path of Hare Krishna movement. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared, He ushered in the era for the Sankirtan movement. It is also said that for 10,000 years, this era will continue. This means simply that this means that simply by accepting the Sankirtan movement and chanting the Hare Krishna Mahamantra, the fallen souls of this Kali Yuga will be delivered. After the battle of Kurukshetra, at which Bhagavad Gita was spoken, Kali Yuga continues for 4,32,000 years, of which only 5,000 years have passed. Thus, there is a balance of 4,27,000 years. Of these 4,27,000 years, the 10,000 years of the Sankirtan movement inaugurated by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 500 years ago provide the opportunity for the fallen souls of Kali Yuga to take to Krishna conscious movement, chant the Hare Krishna Mahamantra, and thus be delivered from the clutches of material existence and return home back to Godhead. Chanting of Hare Krishna Mahamantra is always potent, but it is especially potent in this age of Kali. Therefore, Sukadeva Goswami, while instructing Maharaj Parikshit, stressed this chanting of Hare Krishna Mantra. Kalir dosha nidhe rajan asti eko mahat guna kirtana deva krishnasya mukta sangha param vrajet. My dear king, although Kali Yuga is full of faults, still there is one good quality of this age. It is that simply by chanting the Hare Krishna Mahamantra, one can become free from material bondage and be promoted to transcendental kingdom. Srimad Bhagavatam 12.351. Those who have accepted the task of spreading the Hare Krishna Mahamantra in full Krishna consciousness should take this opportunity to deliver people very easily from the clutches of material existence. Our duty, therefore, is to follow the instructions of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and preach the Krishna conscious movement all over the world very sincerely. This is the best welfare activity for the peace and prosperity of human society. It's although half, but it's nice part, but I will read the full. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement consists of spreading Krishna Sankirtan. Param Vijayate Sri Krishna Sankirtanam. Hare Krishna Prabhu is here? No. I don't know. I am supposed to read half or full. Anyway, we'll read the full. If tomorrow again we will read. If it is supposed to be already. Because as you know, I was not supposed to speak. Originally, there was Shamanand Prabhu. Then there was Vrajvihari Prabhu. And some other, unfortunately, I am here. So I am also reading it for the first time. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement consists of spreading Krishna Sankirtan. Param Vijayate Sri Krishna Sankirtanam. All glories to Krishna Sankirtan. Why is it so glorious? This has also been explained by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Cheto Darpana Marjanam. By the chanting of Hare Krishna Mahamantra, one's heart is cleansed. The whole difficulty in this age is that age of Kali is that there is no Sattvagun, no clearance of the heart. And therefore people are making the mistake of identifying with their bodies. Even the big philosophers and scientists with whom we deal are practically all under the impression that they are their bodies. The other day we were discussing with a prominent philosopher, Thomas Huxley, who was proud of being an Englishman. This means that he was in bodily conception of life. Everywhere we find this same misunderstanding. As soon as one is in the bodily conception of life, one is nothing but an animal like a cat or a dog. Saha eva gokharaha. Thus the most dangerous of the dirty things within our heart is this misidentification of the body as the self. Under the influence of this misunderstanding, one thinks, I am this body. I am Englishman. I am Indian, American. I am Hindu. I am Muslim. This misconception is the strongest impediment and it must be removed. That is the instruction of Bhagavad Gita and of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Indeed, Bhagavad Gita begins with these instructions. Dehino asmin yatha dehe kaumaram yavanam jara tatha dehantara praptir dhiras tatra namuhyati. As the embodied soul continually passes in this body from boyhood to youth to old age, the soul similarly passes into another body at death. The self-realized soul is not bewildered by such a change. Although the soul is within the body, nevertheless, because of misunderstanding and animal propensities, one accepts the body as the self. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu therefore says, Cheto darpana marjanam, to cleanse the core of the heart, which is full of misunderstanding, is possible only through Sri Krishna Sankirtan. The leaders of Krishna Conscious Movement should very seriously take this opportunity to be kind to the fallen souls by delivering them from the misunderstanding of materialistic life. One cannot be happy in any way within this material world. As stated in Bhagavad Gita, A Brahma Bhuvanaloka Punar Avartino Arjuna. From the highest planet in this material world down to the lowest, all are the places of miseries wherein repeated birth and death take place. Therefore, not to speak of going to the moon, even if one is promoted to the highest planetary system, Brahma Lok, there cannot be any happiness in this world, in this material world. If one actually wants happiness, one must go to the spiritual world. The material world is characterized by struggle for existence, and the survival of the fittest is a well-known principle. But the poor souls of material world do not know what is survival and who is fit. Survival means that one should not die. Survival means that one should not die but enjoy an everlasting blissful life of knowledge. This is survival. The Krishna Conscious Movement is meant to make every person fit for survival. Indeed, it is meant to stop the struggle for existence. The Srimad Bhagavatam and Bhagavad Gita give definite directions on how to stop the struggle for existence and how to survive in eternal life. The Sankirtan movement is therefore a great opportunity. Simply by hearing Bhagavad Gita and chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra, one becomes completely purified. Thus, the struggle for existence ceases and one goes back home, back to Godhead. Hare Krishna. Actually, there is nothing more left to speak after this wonderful purport of Srila Prabhupada. But we will try to discuss some points based on what we have heard from other devotees. Om Adni Hare Krishna. In this simple but wonderful purport, Srila Prabhupada explains everything that needs to be known for one to become devotee and stay devotee and continue as being a devotee. And he also makes us know what is the end result of staying a devotee. So in this world, he is explaining very simple facts very lucidly. That is called eloquence, one of the qualities of Krishna, which souls have in small quantity. Srila Prabhupada, here is telling many facts, beginning with the verse begins with three modes, then surrender to Krishna, taught by Krishna, then Lord Chaitanya coming and teaching how to practice that. Many things. One point, we'll discuss few points here and there. One point Srila Prabhupada says, which is near the end of the purport. Prabhupada says, one cannot be happy in any way within this material world. And he quotes this verse, A Brahma Bhuvanal Loka. That even if one go up till the Brahma Lok, where there is practically no old age, disease, and we can say no death also practically, because death will happen only at the end of the creation. Like, it's just like all of us are, right now we expect ourselves to live for 50 or 60 years at the most. But suppose some blessings come down on all of us. It may be blessing or not, I don't know, but suppose. And we are so that we'll all live for 50 lakh years. Then they say, no, practically all of us are not going to die. In the sense, for a long, long time. So Brahma Lok, there is no old age, no disease, no death. No any difficulties which we face in this material world. In the sense, compared to earth, it is very less. Actually, very one nice story I was telling in the Okinawa of Dashara a few days back. Actually, Ravan, after getting the boons from Brahmaji, Ravan asked actually exactly the same boon which Hiranyakashipu asked. He said, I want immortality. And Brahmaji answered, there is not a single person in this material world who is immortal. It cannot be attained over here. So how can you get it? So Ravan also thought to be super intelligent like Hiranyakashipu. And he said, okay, award me deathlessness from Devata, Yaksha, Rakshas, Charan, Siddha, Nagas, all these things. And he said, humans I consider very insignificant. There's no scope of them killing me. It's just like, I don't know who is, if we find out the most powerful man in this room, and then we make him challenge with some small boy, 6 months old boy or girl over here. He said, this boy, he's not going to do anything to me, 6 months, and I'm the most powerful man. So Ravan thought these human beings, we may be very proud of our existence, strength, but from other species, we are insignificant, not even a topic to be discussed or thought of. So Ravan did not ask immortality from human beings, and he went around conquering the whole world, giving troubles to everyone. He gave troubles to Devata, defeated them, he gave to Yakshas, everywhere. Then once he was moving on the earth, giving troubles to human kings and the sages. And then Narad Muni, he has his own plans. Narad Muni always wants to help the plans of Krishna or Lord Ram. So he came and told Ravan, hey Ravan, how less intelligent you are. You are giving troubles to humans who are already so much troubled. In the human life on the earth, there is no dearth of troubles. That was in Treta Yuga. This is Narad Muni telling in Treta Yuga that there is no troubles on earth. So I don't know what should be in Kali Yuga. Therefore, all these people may not be coming on the earth nowadays. Neither will Narad Muni be coming, neither will Ravan also come. He said, there are so much already trouble. Ravan will, when he saw the people of Treta Yuga, he felt I should go and give him them trouble. They are enjoying something. There are some strong people. There are some beautiful people. So I should go and give them trouble. I don't think he will come over in Kaluga over here. But that time Narad Muni told, why are you giving trouble to these human beings? They are already troubled. Their existence is full of trouble. So you go better challenge some equal fight. You go to Yamaraj. Ravan said, well said, well said. And he went to Yamaraj to challenge him. So that is the existence of human beings. On the earth especially. All over the material world. Prabhupada is saying even Brahma Lok. But especially on the earth, it's full of troubles, pains. And they are given to us by three modes of nature. Actually, this earth especially is made for miseries. Akinchan Krishna Prabhu gave a very wonderful example. He says, in this world, misery is prominent, pleasure is not prominent. He gave a nice example. He said, suppose you are swimming in a beautiful swimming pool, or here we have Bananganga, or some anywhere. A beautiful place, Kund, is summer time and cool waters. You're enjoying the swim. And say one small fish or insect comes and bites a small toe of your leg. Actually, if you see, 99.99% of your body is enjoying. And only one small spot insect has bitten. But still your consciousness is on that spot. And you come out of the water disgusted, oh, it's so miserable. It's not miserable. In a sense, remaining whole body is enjoying, but pleasure is not prominent in this world. Even if there is little pain, that takes up the whole show. Neglecting the whole of pleasure that is available in this world, especially on earth. So, Srila Prabhupada is saying, this is not only on earth, but also on all the planets in this material world. Actually, this is Kali Yuga, is most improper yuga for practicing spiritual life. And as per the days are passing, past 50, 20 years, the things are becoming much degraded. We all know this famous verse by Shankaracharya. He says there are three types of anxiety, there are three levels of life. Balastavat, Kida Sakta, anxieties or attachments. Tunastavat, Tuni Sakta, Vruddhastavat, Chinta Sakta, Pare Brahmani, Kopi Na Sakta. Shankaracharya said, when we are child, people are attached, children are attached to playing. Then when they are young, they are attached to opposite sex. And when they are old, they are attached, they are not attached, but they are bewildered by anxiety, chinta. But because Shankaracharya was on the earth around 2000 years back, or whatever it may be, 1500 years back, he wrote this verse. If he wants to write it today, he has to change it. Because in all the three, children, youth and old, people are attached to all the three things. We see 13-year-old father and 12-year-old mother somewhere in the part of the world. So during child, they are attached to sex life. And we see old people playing rummy and all these things. So during old, they are attached to games. And during child, they have got stress. We need stress counseling, chinta counseling for even 10-year-old boys, exam stress, competition. So in Kali Yuga, all the three problems are there in all the three stages of life. Attachment to the games, sex life, and anxiety is there from childhood to youth to old. Now, during Shankaracharya, it was not like that. Therefore, he did not write. He said, during childhood, we are attached to only games, not to opposite sex, and they had no anxiety. In youth, they give up games, but we don't see like that. We see big, big grown-up people also, young, 25, 30, playing cricket or football. And nowadays, it's very easy. They may not have a bat and ball. They just play it here, something like that. Everyone is playing. I see, they are just doing like this. What? We are playing cricket. I don't know how they play. What's the skill over there? They play car racing, everything, football. Or in that small, 1 inch by 2 inch, all the games are there. So, we see this Kali Yuga is very suitable. All three people and old people, what they can do? They cannot do anything except lament that how they are lost of their youth, which was full of attraction to opposite sex, how they could not play now, and how their anxiety. And there is one more difference in Kali Yuga. Previously, the people, old people had anxiety of their children and grandchildren. But now they are anxiety of themselves. Who will maintain them? Will the world neglect them and put them in the old age homes? Please don't worry, what will happen to my grandchild? It's completely different. Devanut Prabhu, who came here and gave that wonderful prana class, satisfaction with less or something like that, exactly, I don't know the word. He gave this nice example. The things have reversed. He said, one nice lady from India, a grandmother, went to US to stay with the son and the grandson. And then in India, it's not, we educate the children in different ways, at least up till now, I hope so. But in US, there are very strict laws of child abuse. Actually, when the parents, they vent their anger of other places on the children, it becomes abuse. The whole situation is so stressful, so anxiety-full, that without even sufficient cause, the parents, they vent up the anger on the children, and then that is abuse. This old lady was there, and with her, there was her grandson, and the son and the daughter-in-law had gone for work. The daytime, when grandson did some mistakes, the old lady chastised, as we do in India, chastised the son and corrected him. But immediately the grandson called up the police. That my grandmother is doing abuse to me. And the police came up in the daytime before the son could come back, took her to the police station, arrested her. It took great deal of effort on the behalf of the son to get her mother free, that is grandmother free. And as soon as she became free, with the first flight, she came back to India. So this is material world. The whole anxiety, the whole situation is become very difficult. But although the situations are very hopeless, there is only one hope. As Srila Prabhupada says, if we stay on this Krishna conscious movement, then Lord Chaitanya will deliver us. Like Srila Prabhupada's disciples, some sannyasi disciples were helping in constructing Vrindavan temple. And at that time, the supply of steel and cement was not as easy as now it is. We can just go. Anyone can go and buy the steel and cement from the market. You don't require any registration or permission. Maybe at that time it was not like that in 60s and 70s. So you have to be very careful. It was a very item under very demand, and people would steal the steel and cement. So when the truck would come from the supply depot, the sannyasis had to count every bag being unloaded. So this sannyasi, he put a point to Srila Prabhupada, I would not say complain, that Swami Prabhupada, I have come to Vrindavan to be Krishna conscious, not cement conscious. So how can I remember Krishna at time of death if I am whole life engaged in counting the cement bags and kilos of steel and remaining here whole night guarding it? I will not remember Krishna at time of death. Prabhupada says, yes, even if you don't remember, if you do this service, Lord Chaitanya will come into your heart and make you remember Krishna at time of death. So that is there. In Kali Yuga, it's the whole situation is very hopeless, topsy-turvy, and as the days are passing, mode of goodness is available only in the books in the form of words, as Prabhupada said in the beginning. And then the passion and ignorance are becoming all prominent all over the world. So therefore, the whole situation, Prabhupada, here the demigods, see what their demigods are praying. They are saying, now is the time to invoke the mode of goodness of living entities. The mode of goodness is meant to establish the Supreme Lord's rule, which will maintain the existence of creation. Therefore, this is the opportune moment to take shelter of Supreme Personality of Godhead. In Kali Yuga, Rajastama Bhava, Srila Prabhupada wrote in that, Markine Bhagavad Dharma. But still, the only hope is we should be determined to continue Krishna conscious process. In spite of all the obstacles, experiences, surroundings, situations, sometimes you might not be allowed for a yatra because you are registering late, something happened. Sometimes you might not get back your refund because you are cancelling late, and it may feel some, oh, what is late? Sometimes you might not be able to come in the temple because it's house full. Yeah, it happens during festivals. Just devotees come and they stand outside, hear the kirtan, whatever it is. And we should never give up the chanting of the holy names. We should never give up to be with devotees. Even if for any, it should not, but if say we are told not to enter the temple, we stand outside the temple and hear the kirtan. Somehow that we should always be with devotees. Then everything will be taken care of. That determination should be there. Even though the devotees may, it may appear that devotees are not giving me attention or neglecting me, or this chanting is not so attractive now, or following four guru principles are very difficult. Whatever may happen, somehow other stick, either other kahin na kahin, just be present somewhere here and there. And just, even if you don't collect the drops of mercy as they shower in the morning, even if you don't collect it, the drops of mercy will come and fall on us if you just stay around somewhere. Actually, this consistency is a very good principle. Therefore, there's one nice story I will tell, and then we'll hear some pastimes of Lord Chaitanya, because he is being glorified over here. It is his movement. This is going to remain for 10,000 years. For consistency, there is one story that once one guru in an ashram, in a village, or in his ashram outside in the country, he told his disciples, he gave every disciple, you know, during this Govardhan Puja, we have this, or during any time we have these baskets made of bamboo strips. We put flower petals or whatever it is. Or Govardhan Puja, we put the offerings. So this guru gave one bamboo basket to every disciple and told, go and fetch water from the river and get it back over here. You know, bamboos, there are gaps in between. Even if there are no gaps, they are not watertight. Even if they are stuck, there are so many places, cracks to for water to seep in and go away. So all the disciples went, put the bamboo basket into the water, took it out, and for sure all the water flowed off. They came back. But one disciple, he put the basket in the water. This happened in the morning. He took it out, say water gone, again put it down, again took it out, again put it down, again took it out. Water was going every time. He did like this till evening. And if you know the nature of bamboo, when it is in contact with water, it swells. So by the evening, the bamboo swelled, all the bamboo pieces they swelled, got swollen, and they got tightly contacted to each other so that it became quite watertight by the evening. So in the evening, again, he put in the bamboo basket in the water, and at this time, the water did not flow out, and he got it back to the guru. And guru was very happy to see that he has passed the test. And he wanted to show that, see, this person has faith and consistency, both. Faith is required to go on the process. So it may happen, chanting for 5 years, heart remains the same. Again, chanting for 5 years. All the holes in the heart are as it is. Again, we dip in the holy names after 16 rounds. But if we go on doing it, it may happen. Sometimes the holes in the heart will get covered over. And even if they don't get covered over, Lord Chaitanya will come and do all the plastering by the time of the death. And he will get it all covered over, make it clean. So, don't worry of the results. Just continue chanting the holy names. We see, when Lord Chaitanya was not externally manifesting his pastimes as a devotee, he was manifesting the pastimes as a arrogant scholar. Even during that time, or a small boy, he was preaching by attracting people to him. As a child, when he went to the meeting at Advaita Acharya's house to call Vishwarup, all the devotees were attracted to him. Who is this small boy? Why we are feeling attraction to him? Because they did not know he is the Supreme Lord himself. Similarly, when Lord Chaitanya, we'll discuss some pastimes of Lord Chaitanya, Nimai Pandit, moving as a scholar all around the town of Navadvip, attracting the people who are devotees, who may not be devotees. Then one pastime which is not in this chapter, but it was in another chapter which we have heard, that he went to the house of that bogus sannyasi, who had a wife, and the sannyasi offered him some bliss or liquor. So it is mentioned in Chaitanya Bhagavat that even though this sannyasi did not become a devotee in this life, but because he was attracted to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in that way he served Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, it is for sure somewhere in the future, he is going to become devotee of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So in this way, Lord Chaitanya, he enjoyed the pastimes of arrogance. See, every time the Lord has a mood, pastime of fearfulness. When the Lord does these pastimes, he does in the full extent. When he follows to be the ideal human being, Maryada Purushottam, no one can copy him. When he wants to engage in the pastime with gopis, no one can copy that also. Marry 16,000 queens and something like that. Srila Prabhupada said, somebody asked, why did Lord Krishna marry 16,000 queens? Prabhupada said, because he is God. You cannot marry. No one of us can marry 16,000 queens, but he is God, he can do it. When the Lord wants to do the pastimes of arrogance, he does that to full limit. Lord Chaitanya or Nimai, we'll call him Nimai Pandit because he has not been named Krishna Chaitanya yet. Nimai Pandit, he would move around the streets and no teacher or scholar had the power to defeat him in argument. Nimai would only study Sanskrit grammar, which is called Vyakaran. But still, he would defeat the scholars of all other like Nyay, Logic, Alankar, everything. Once, and the devotees were also scholars. But still, Lord Chaitanya is the master of Saraswati, the demigoddess of learning. Who can defeat Lord Chaitanya? Even Keshav Kashmir could not. So, devotees would avoid Lord Chaitanya, Nimai Pandit, thinking that spending time in debating is like useless activity. So, sometimes Mukund would see Nimai Pandit coming from afar of the street. In Kaluga, sometimes a debtor sees a landlord coming. And he says, if you meet me, he'll ask money. So, they go away. It's like that. Mukund would see Lord Chaitanya coming from a far end of a street. He would escape into by lane and escape away. And Nimai would ask his students. Nimai would was always surrounded by 10, 20 students on all the four directions. And he would ask, why did he run away? We don't know, or for some another reason. He said, no, I know the reason. Because he doesn't want to be defeated by me. But one day, by Krishna's arrangement, suddenly Nimai and Mukund came in front of each other. And immediately Nimai caught the hands of Mukund. He said, today I will defeat you. Mukund thought, what will I talk now? He is such an arrogant scholar. But he, Nimai, he always and only teaches grammar, Vyakaran. I study Alankar. So I ask questions to him about Alankar. So Mukund said, I will defeat him today so that never he will be proud and arrogant in front of me again. So Mukund said, grammar which you teach is for children. Let us discuss about Alankar. Rhetoric. Lord Chaitanya said, okay, ask any question which is in your mind. And Mukund, he spoke very, very difficult verses which were completely decorated with all the Sanskrit language alankars. And then Lord Chaitanya said, okay, you explain the points in this verse. And Mukund explained them, all the difficult verses. And Lord Chaitanya, he again and again broke to the pieces all the explanations of Mukund. And Mukund could not speak anything. Chaitanya said, okay, don't worry. You go home, study your books and come back tomorrow. I will ask the questions again tomorrow. In this way, study your books carefully. And Mukund went away. But he was thinking, who is this person? No human being can study, have knowledge like this. Is it some demigod? Is it Supreme Lord Krishna? He said, if this intelligent person, Nimai, becomes devotee, I will never leave association of his even for one moment. Then in this way, Nimai was studying the pastime of scholarship, arrogance. Then he was walking, in front he saw Gadadhar Das, who was a student of logic, nyay. Again, they also escaped, but Chaitanya Mahaprabhu caught him by hand. You cannot run away. He said, Gadadhar, you are a student of logic. Ask some questions. Or answer my questions. Gadadhar said, okay, ask any questions of logic. You are a student of grammar. Lord Chaitanya asked a simple question. What do you mean by mukti? What is his qualifications? Gadadhar said, when one's material sufferings are finished, that is called mukti. It is described like this in the scriptures. But still, Lord Chaitanya, he defeated all his arguments. And Gadadhar said, no one could say anything to defeat Lord in a debate. Gadadhar thought, no, I should flee from here. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, okay, you go home now, study nicely and you may come tomorrow and ask me more questions. In this way, everyone in the world in Navadvip knew Nimai is the greatest scholar. Every day in the evening, he would sit on the banks of Ganga. All around him would be many students. Every day 10, 20 or 30 students, new students, thus beast, new students would come to him and say, please accept us as your students. What a student would require to learn in another teacher's place 6 years or 10 years, that much he would learn at Nimai's place in 1 year. That was the teaching, and in this way Nimai was very famous as a scholar. Nimai would sit in the sunset on the banks of Ganga, all around him were students, teaching Sanskrit grammar, nyaya, alankar. But he was so handsome. All the devotees, Vaishnavas would see him and there would be lament and joy. They would be sad, this man, he's wasting his life studying which is useless. He is not worshipping Krishna. People study so that they can worship Krishna. But here he is studying and the result is not there. And if you go and talk with him, he asks us some tricky questions which we cannot answer. And he always defeats us in debate. And he holds us like a tax collector until we accept defeat. So Lord, they are thinking, Lord was seeing from the corner of his eyes about the devotees and general people moving around. Devotees, see, this is Lord Chaitanya is showing that how the role of devotees is very important in becoming our devotees. Lord Chaitanya was seeing this, and on the bank of Ganga he was sitting, and all the devotees were praying to the Lord Krishna for Lord Chaitanya. Please make this Nimai Pandit a nice devotee, O Lord Krishna. Yeah, they were praying like that. One of them said, O Krishna, please make this the son of Jagannath Mishra, who is intoxicated with scholarship and arrogance. Make him love for you arise in his heart. Another devotee prayed, please grant that he will also worship you with pure love, and thus we can associate with him. Third devotee prayed, O Lord Super Soul, you are in everyone's heart. Please awaken bhakti in this Nimai Pandit's heart. Actually, Nimai Pandit is a super soul in every heart. And as he was hearing the prayers of devotees, he would offer obeisances to the devotees. And he wanted to show in the future. Then some devotee, Lord went to the devotees and replied, I am very fortunate that you are praying for my devotional service. Actually, Lord, see the Lord's answer. He's saying, I know if someone is blessed by you, that is devotees, he will certainly become devotee. But for some time, for a few more days, I want to enjoy the pastimes of scholarship. That is my desire in the heart. And then, when I will get a contact with a pure devotee, at Gaya, he wanted to show. When I will approach a pure Vaishnav, I will also become a devotee like you. But right now, I want to remain in this scholarship position. In this way, just by his beauty, Lord stole everyone's heart. Even though he was not preaching devotional service, he would move around in the towns. The women who would see him, they would feel that he is Kamdev, Cupid himself. And they would pray that all the relatives of Nimai are so fortunate that Nimai have taken birth in their family. The pandits would see him as Buraspati, the great scholar of demigods. And all the elderly people, they would bow down to Nimai Pandit, although he was only 12 or 14 years old. The yogis saw him as a person with all mystic perfections. And same Nimai, and the wicked person would see him as the most frightening person. Whatever may happen, even though people were defeated by Nimai Pandit in scholarship, but one principle was common in all. All of them were helplessly attracted to Nimai Pandit. They did not know what is that attract all of us, and all became like a prisoner, bound in love and affection to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, behaved like a very proud person. Here the word uses. Although the Lord was like a braggart, arrogantly testing the nectar of learning, everyone liked to hear from him and they loved him. Even Muslims, when they saw him, they loved Nimai also. In this way, Nimai there is one last pastime I would tell, and we'll end here because the time is about not much remaining. Although actually, I don't know what is the right time, 9:15 or 9:30, is a little ambiguous. Nowadays, because of this Kartik month. Still, I will take one last one and then we'll end. One beautiful pastime. One day, Nimai, he started behaving as a madman. In Ayurveda, sometimes if the airs, vat, in our body get disturbed, then the mental balance is disturbed. Because the airs move and it's called vatul. Or batul. It's like pagal, like it's like coming like that. From mad, air. So Lord Chaitanya, he became like a madman. He took a stick in his hand and started running around and beating everyone. And then he was actually showing the symptoms of ecstatic love. All the hairs stood on his end. Suddenly, Lord became to speak words which no one could understand. Something odd sounds. And then he rolled on the ground and he laughed loudly. And then, whatever he got in his hand, he threw it and broke it around. Whoever came close to him, he attacked him to beat him. So no one was able to come close to him. He roared. Sometimes he clapped his arms. Sometimes he threw his arms in the air. Sometimes he fell down unconscious. Hearing the Lord has some mental disease, all the other people started thinking what to be done. They said we should apply some nice Narayan oil, some medicinal oils on his head, do some nice malish. But if they would approach close to the Lord with some oils, he would go forward to beat them. Once he was unconscious and few people came close. As soon as they came close, Lord jumped up. But they forcefully held the Lord down. And thus they were discussing. Oh, the Lord's vital airs are in disarray. All his limbs trembled. Lord waves his hand very fast in a violent way. And then the Lord proclaimed, Nimai proclaimed, I am the master of the world. I am the supreme personality of Godhead. My name is Vishwambar. I am he, but none of you know my true identity. After speaking this word, Lord jumped ahead to attack some another person. In this way, the Lord himself spoke the truth. But no one could understand the truth. One person said, another soul, a rakshas, a demon has come into his body. Somebody said, no, a witch has taken over his body. Third person said, Lord Nimai, he always talks. And because of over talking, his ear has been disturbed. And now he's talking in this way. The fourth person, some other caught him and they anointed the Lord with all the medicinal oils. And forcefully, they put the Lord's body in a vat of oil. And Lord lay floating in the vat of oil as if a madman. And on his own, after some time, he became normal. And all the people were very happy. In this way, Lord did everything, although he was not spring devotional service, to attract the people. And people were naturally attracted to the Lord. Even the scholars, even the atheistic people, even the Muslims, even all types of people. And that is the way of Lord Chaitanya. To attract people to Krishna consciousness. And Prabhupada says, that is preaching. Preaching means not defeating, but making friendship. Sometimes we think preaching means we have to defeat other people. We have to, but in a friendly way. Like Lord Nimai would defeat people, but he would not feel offended. Like Srila Prabhupada, he said, we should glorify the people. You are so learned. You are so scholar. You know everything. And then Prabhupada said, but you should request them. No, I have one humble request that what you have learned, you keep it aside. And please chant the holy names of God. So initially when you flatter people, they feel, oh, he knows me nice. And they become receptive to what we speak. If you go and chastise, oh, you are fool number one. Your PhD is useless. They won't be receptive. So here we see Lord Chaitanya. He was using whatever was required to make people Krishna conscious. And before he was preaching directly, he was attracting people. There are many more pastimes like this, but because of shortage of time, we'll stop here. Thank you for tolerating. And you all came with great expectations to hear from many other nice, wonderful speakers and devotees. But anyway, Hare Krishna. So it's time we'll end now. Srila Prabhupada ki, Granth Raj Srimad Bhagavatam ki. Yeah.